The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with 1.9 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Gentlemen and ladies, happy Friday. I hope that we are having a good time. I know that you are blessed if you're able to listen to me on the radio today. That means God has put breath in your body, and you have another chance at it. But let's talk about Joe Biden. I'm pretty sure all the Salem hosts had something to say about Joe Biden, and I am no different. I want to talk about what he said in his demented speech. And I want to point out the hypocrisies. It's not just about what he said. We know this is what they think. We know this is how they act. But how do we combat the hypocrisy? Because Joe Biden is trying to make it out to be, or try to create a reality that somehow Trump supporters and MAGA supporters and Donald Trump himself is a threat to democracy. I'm not finding that to be consistent with reality, because then you have to go back and say that Hillary Clinton was a threat to democracy, and the Department of Justice and the FBI were all a threat to democracy when they questioned Donald Trump's victory in 2016. Do we not forget they did a whole investigation for 3 years into the collusion that never existed with Donald Trump and Russia to do what? To steal the election. Now, I want to go back down memory lane with you guys, because it's only fair that we go down memory lane. The Democrats and Hillary Clinton literally denied the election more so than what Donald Trump has done in 2020. So let's start with Hillary Rodham Clinton, the devil herself, and her lies and deceit as to her rejection of the election in 2016, roll the clip, clip 6.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
Oh, is that right, Hillary? Let's go to clip 7 to listen to other Democrats, including Hillary Clinton, go for a minute talking about how the election in 2016 was stolen. Wrote a clip, clip 7.
Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election, and he was put in office because the Russians interfered.
Trump knows he's an illegitimate president.
The president-elect, although legally elected, is not legitimate.
I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
You said you believe that Russia's interference altered the outcome of the election.
I do. We have a president who, if in fact it is proven, has been assisted by the Russians and may in fact not be a legitimate president.
The one thing that Trump is fearful of when it comes to his being president is that finally we will see how illegitimate his victory actually was.
I have an objection.
I object to the 15 votes from the state of North Carolina.
I object because people are horrified.
He's an illegitimate president.
Do you believe Trump is a legitimate president?
What I believe is that there's no question that the outcome of this election was affected by the Russian interference.
But there absolutely is a cloud of illegitimacy.
So that legitimacy is in question, yes.
So that was a very tainted election. And in that sense, it's illegitimate.
I should actually play this clip for Democrats and liberals on the streets and call these people in the clip conservatives and say, look at how these conservatives are saying that the election isn't legitimate. What do you think about that? Yeah, see, Trump. Oh, these are actual Democrats. So I think that that's fair enough for us to acknowledge and evaluate that their premise that questioning the election in 2020 is somehow against democracy, yet when they did it, it was okay. Listen, you can't say that a person can't question the election. You can question all you want to question. You can do an investigation if you want to. It's either stolen or it's not stolen. But you can't tell the American people that they cannot question a sketchy as heck election. Probably the most sketchiest election in United States history. But I want to go through Joe Biden's speech because everybody's talking about it. I think it's a spit in the face to America. And it's actually a troubling speech from a president that claims that he wants to unite the party. So let me go to clip 13 because I want you to hear how this fool started his speech. And we already knew it was downhill from there. Clip 13.
My fellow Americans, please, if you have a seat, take it. I speak to you tonight from sacred ground in America, Independence Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is where America made its Declaration of Independence to the world more than two centuries ago with an idea.
Hey, old man, clear the doodle birds out your throat before you start speaking. Because we know everything that's coming out of your mouth is bull crap. So at least clear the bull crap out your mouth before you start lying to the American people. I want to get to a couple other clips from his speech because I think that these are the clips that a lot of people are very frustrated about and that they should rightfully be frustrated about. Now, before I get to his speech, I want to flash back. I want to go back in time to Joe Biden's victory speech because I want you to see that juxtaposed to what he said today. And is he even contradicting himself? I want to go to clip 8.
For all those of you who voted for President Trump, I understand the disappointment tonight. I've lost a couple times myself. But now, let's give each other a chance. It's time to put away the harsh rhetoric, lower the temperature, see each other again, listen to each other again. And to make progress, we have to stop treating our opponents as our enemies. They are not our enemies. They are Americans. They're Americans.
You know what's funny is that I think Joe Biden looks older now. It's crazy. He has only been in office for a couple of years, and he looks older and deader. He looks like a dead body walking around. But you see what he said. They're not our enemies. We got to come together. See, this is what I understand about, like, America. Do we not think these politicians are fake? Somebody wrote that. He didn't mean that. He don't even remember that. Somebody wrote his speech to trick you into believing that he believes what he's saying. Because then he turns around and another person wrote this speech. Let's go to clip, which one do I want? Clip 10. Let's roll clip 10.
The Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country. These are hard things. But I'm an American president, not a president of red America, blue America, but of all America. And I believe it's my duty to level with you, to tell the truth, no matter how difficult, no matter how painful. And here, in my view, is what is true. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people.
Now, explain to me what MAGA Republicans are. Because if you are saying that people that voted for Trump, you're talking 80-something million people. You're talking half of the voters of this country, you're saying don't respect the rule of law and all of the above. Now, of course, he tried to backtrack today. I don't know if we have that clip. But he tried to backtrack today. Oh, we have it. And try to act like he didn't say that Trump supporters are a threat to democracy. He's trying to say that he's saying the MAGA leadership, meaning the politicians. Well, I don't know if you are completely retarded, but how do you think the MAGA Republicans got in office? Because the MAGA voters voted for the MAGA Republicans, and they wanted them to represent them. So they have the same sentiment as the politicians who you're claiming are against democracy. There was a really cool video that I saw online where it clearly showed Democrats being violent and burning buildings. You know, the George Floyd thing. We all saw it. We all were there. There were so many people buying guns because they were afraid of the destruction of our country due to the death of a crackhead named George Floyd. We all were there. We witnessed it. We witnessed Antifa. We seen the violence that they threw out there against us. And they want to blame it. They want to blame us and say that we're the problem. I want to continue this conversation in the next segment because I'm running out of time and I don't want to miss out on speaking about this issue and getting cut off. But we're going to talk about Joe Biden and his backtracking, some of his statements from backtracking, and a little bit more of his speech coming up after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to The Officer Tatum Show. Follow me on social media at The Officer Tatum, website theofficertatum.com. I will be back after the break.
This is The Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, investor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet sets is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they are all on sale. For example, the queen sizes are regularly priced at $89.98, but now they're only $39.98 with our listeners' promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they gone. The Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty and also a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There are a limited supply, so make sure that you order now. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com for your exclusive offer on the Percale sheets.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. The left ain't seen nothing yet.
I want to keep talking about Joe Biden because I feel like that this is a pivotal point in our country, and we need to be aware of the stupidity that's coming out of the mouth of a person who's supposed to be the president. When, you know what, we could probably all get along, if you want to be honest. We could get along. Let me go to my clip sheet real quick because I want to play a couple clips from him. We know that he tried to backtrack, right? He said that, you know, y'all heard him say it. MAGA supporters, the MAGA Republicans, I mean, we are all one and the same. That we are a threat to democracy. I guess they say that we're not in a democracy, we're in a constitutional republic. But in his mind, we're a threat to democracy. But then he tried to backtrack because he was getting so much blowback. Even the liberals were blowing back at him. You know, some of the dummies, they're going to continue to support him. I don't care if he threw somebody off a cliff. They'll still support him to the end. However, I want you to hear his backtracking because he knew he had messed up and he needed to clarify. Or he just don't even remember that he said what he said just the night before. Roll clip one.
Anyone who calls for the use of violence fails to contend with violence when it's used, refuses to acknowledge that an election has been won, insists upon changing the way in which the rules and count votes. That is a threat to democracy. Democracy. Everything we stand for rests on the platform of democracy. When people voted for Donald Trump, now, they weren't voting for attacking the Capitol. They weren't voting for overruling the election. They were voting for a philosophy he put forward. So I am not talking about anything other than it is inappropriate. It is not only happening here, but other parts of the world, where there's a failure to recognize and condemn violence whenever it's used for political purposes, failure to condemn the attempt
All right, Grandpa, go sit down and put your diaper on. Go get his diaper for him. Get him some Metamucil. That's not what he said yesterday or last night. That's not what he said. Now he's saying that no Trump supporter is that they didn't vote for. Yeah, we did. We did vote for everything that Trump is doing and saying. We voted for that. We did vote that he may stand up against election fraud. We did vote for that. We did vote for them to protest at the Capitol building. We did. Now, did we vote for them to fight the police officers? No, that's not what we voted for. And that's not what Donald Trump advocated. But we did want them to challenge it. We did want something to be done. They cheated us out of an election. And he goes back to say, which is ridiculous to me, that no, I didn't say that. And it's ridiculous to insinuate that I'm saying that the Trump supporters are bad. Anybody advocating violence. Well, you should have condemned Black Lives Matter a long time ago. In the summer of 2020, Black Lives Matter should have been not even on the map. How are you going to condemn Trump supporters and not condemn Black Lives Matter? If you are claiming that your mission is to thwart or call out attempted violence against our constitutional republic. This guy is lying. They are making up lies. You talk about Maxine Waters, her retarded self. You go down a list of all these other people. They literally pitch violence. They speak of on. I got a clip on my Instagram. I may send it and play it, but you will hear them stoking violence and advocating to bludgeon people. When you see them in the streets, they want to punch Trump in the face. Some of these celebrities saying they want to blow up the White House. They want to assassinate the president. You know, it's funny that they are quiet when all of that is going on. And then just a person questioning the election, somehow you're a terrorist. And we cannot think that his words are just statements in passing. We already have seen that the FBI one of the federal bureaus or one of the federal agencies had put a list out of threats to America. And people who were questioning the election were a threat to America. We've seen that the FBI have investigated or had parents on the list who were challenging the things that are going on in the schools. So he's not just saying this for the heck of it. They're trying to gear and paint a narrative to make the unsuspected voter believe that these people who are on the MAGA side are absolutely crazy and dangerous. So therefore, when they start rolling out punitive punishment or prejudicial behavior, then it's softened up to the American people to say, yeah, they bad. That's why they're doing that to them. Not because they're political enemies. It's because they are bad people. This is all very simple manipulation. I think that many of you guys who are listening, you understand it. Those who are listening for the first time or may just be crossing the channel, you may not be aware of the manipulation. They have a vested interest to win elections. It's not about you and I. I would argue neither party probably cares as much about you and I. It's about winning the next election. That's why I feel like we need term limits, because what happens is you get into a rhythm, you win an election. If you're in the House, you got to every 2 years. I mean, 1 year in, you're starting a campaign for the next year to be eligible to get elected again. And what do? They just keep every 2 years. They're running a campaign to get you to vote for them, not running a campaign to do anything. Republicans are very similar. I think that their approach is just a little more genuine than what Democrats are doing. Democrats are absolutely evil. And if many of them don't repent, they will not see the kingdom of God. If you ask me, some of them hate God. And I think Joe Biden is no different than the rest of them who hate God. And we got to call them out on that mess. Coming back, we're going to continue the conversation into Joe Biden. We'll play a couple more clips. And then we're going to move on to other news. You listen to the Office Tatum Show. Hold the phone. We'll be back after. Uncle Uncle Tom 2 is an eye-opening documentary everyone in America should see. Brandon Tatum here, and Uncle Tom 2 offers a compelling and brave analysis of the true history of Black America. The cultural shift from prosperity, integrity, and faith to its current perceived state of anger, discontent, and victimhood. Uncle Tom 2 offers historic footage, photos, correspondence, and data to reveal the genuine strides of Black America in the 20th century, the deliberate Marxist strategy to create racial tension and replace God with government, the NAACP's sinister agenda, the fall of Black Harlem, the truth behind Black Lives Matter, and the demoralization of America for political power. Don't miss Uncle Tom 2 from executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone, with yours truly, Vodi Bakum and Chad O. Jackson. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD now at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com, salemnow.com.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Keeping it real.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm not surprised, and you shouldn't be surprised as well, that conservatives are coming out against Joe Biden and his rhetoric against conservatives and against MAGA supporters. I just want to make this very clear, and some people may agree, some people may disagree with me, but I feel like that the Republican Party is now the party of MAGA. Not the party necessarily of Trump. He's the front runner and the leader in the party, but it's the party of MAGA. It's the party of America First. It's the party of believing in God, which sounds so simple and trivial, but it's true and it's necessary. But the Republican Party is no longer the party of sitting on the fence, hoping to God that the Democrats don't come and kill you. It's the party of standing up and fighting. It's the party of saying there's no longer a period of time that we're going to wait for you guys to molest the minds of our children. The time is over for us to sit here and just allow the school system to push CRT and lies and push more racial division in our country. It's over with. What was the Republicans doing before now? This is how we got to this point now. I think I could be wrong. I'm not perfect. But how do we get to this point where we look at a video and we realize that they've indoctrinated our kids? I was listening to a lady the other day. I just made a video on my YouTube about it. They have this young girl that spoke about, oh, no, not a young girl. There's a mom. It's two different videos. There's a mom that was explaining and reading verbatim out of a book for third and fourth graders that talks about giving oral, you know what. Can you believe that they're putting that in our schools? How did it get there? Because we've been asleep behind the wheel. That's how it got there. It didn't just appear this year. They've been indoctrinating our children for a generation already, multiple generations. And Republicans have been sitting there, you know, greasing their palms with money, doing all of the above, sitting and being a part of the status quo, and we let them get out of control. And now it took somebody like Donald Trump to reinvigorate the Republican Party. So, yeah, I agree that the Republican Party is now MAGA Republicans. I call them Trumplicans to a certain degree because a lot of them align with Trump more so than anybody else. How did that fare out for the candidates that Trump backed? Most of these MAGA candidates are winning by a landslide. And most of these Democrats that are on the fence, that are in places where they need MAGA supporters to vote for them, they're on the hush-hush. They don't want nothing to be said, or they don't want to be aligned with Joe Biden's stupidity. Because at the end of the day, it's about politics. I said it in the last segment. It's not about you and me. They could make the country, they can lie to us and make the country seem like it's all good and everybody getting along. They don't want unity. They want violence. They want trauma. They want fear. Because fear can make you vote more so than happiness. And you know, I don't know if you're being lazy. I guess complacency would be a better term. Fear will make you vote more than complacency or more than being content. That's why they push fear. Got a couple people calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Let me get Richard from Ontario. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, Officer Tatum, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Hey, man, so in the summer of 2020, I got a call in the middle of the night telling me to come into the armory. I was in the National Guard at the time because people were rioting in the streets over George Floyd. So I was away from my family for several weeks, living out of an armory, protecting businesses, protecting other people's American dreams. And a lot of people don't know that prematurely, before it was safe to do so, the mayor of Los Angeles had us start packing up and told us to go home, then got on television and said the National Guard to be out of the city. So that endangered those businesses. It endangered the police who were still in the city. We had to do a quick 180 to get back out there. But I also wanted to say that, later, less than a year later, when the Democrats took office, man, they flew BLM flags and rainbow flags in U.S. embassies. So not only did they not condemn BLM, not condemn the violence associated, they were endorsing it.
Right. Right, right. Richard, I only got a few minutes left. I only got a few seconds left. I got to get to the break. But thank you, Richard, for calling in. How much more clear can this be? We saw the violence in the summer of 2020. We see the manipulation that is going on from BLM. They ain't help no black people. They ain't doing nothing but stoking violence, burning buildings, looting. And we flying their flag on the thing. But the MAGA people are the problem. You got to be out of your mind. You have to be with Hunter Biden smoking crack somewhere in the back of a Cadillac.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Now, let's get back to the news because there's a lot of additional content that's pertaining to the things that I care about that are out there right now. Let me tell you this. The Illinois professor says going maskless indoors is racist and they will boot the students out if you do not comply. Let me read his statement so you can see how crazy these people are. Says professor from Northern Illinois University, NIU, I don't know if some of y'all didn't went to NIU, outlined to the students that they must wear masks while in the classroom, arguing that not wearing masks indoors is a manifestation of ableism and racism. What are you a grown man, and you talking about ableism, wearing a mask. Hey, fool, have you not realized that it don't work? How many times do they got to tell us that the mask ain't doing nothing for you? What are you wearing a mask for? The president of the United States was wearing a mask and he got COVID. And he vaccinated and boosted. And he still got COVID. So what are you actually doing here? I'll tell you this. This is my experiment. This is my test. You can patent it if you want to. If you fart, just eat a bean burrito, give it a little time. You fart and somebody smell your fart through that mask, you already dead. You already dead. And I'm assuming that this is a physics class. He's a physics professor. And somehow he think you have to wear a mask. Now, to his defense, I think he's just retarded or his brain is farting because in his mind, he believes he's just helping students, and if any way he can help students not get sick, he's going to do that. But that's not, you got to be deranged to still be forcing people to wear a mask at this point. You have to be deranged. Now, I don't have a problem with you saying, hey, are you sick? Hey, are you sniffling? Hey, I want to check your temperature or whatever the case may be. You say, look, I don't want you being sick in the class. I want you to make sure that you if you're sick or whatever, you let us know. Or if you take tests once a month or whatever, whatever the case may be. I'm okay with him trying to make sure that nobody's actually sick. But for a whole bunch of healthy people that's been triple or quadruple boosted to be wearing masks in a room, I mean, what is happening here? It's called brainwashing and stupidity. And we see this all over the country. So it doesn't matter if you're a physics teacher, you can, these teachers are still mind blown and out of control. And I think that, you know, we got to call these people out. We can't just let them keep making it. Because the more you let them make it, the more they continue to do some of the most ridiculous things that we have ever seen on planet Earth. In other news, the DOJ has released details of the inventory of items seized in the FBI raid against Donald Trump at his resort. Also, the judge, and I think I may have mentioned this yesterday, that the judge postponed the determination of whether or not she's going to have a special or master to help in the investigation to make sure it's all kosher. I really do hope that Donald Trump don't get caught up in this stuff, because that's going to be very difficult for us to overcome. The reason I say that is because I think we're putting all our eggs in one basket. I know why we are, but if somehow they trick him up and get him on some technicalities, what are we going to do? Do we have another candidate that we can get behind? Are we willing to vote for another candidate? Are we going to pull a 2020 if Donald Trump gets in trouble with this FBI stuff? Now, I'm open to say it like this. I got 1 minute to say this. I'm open to say it like this. I don't think Trump did anything wrong. I think this is a witch hunt like all the other things have been. However, I don't know what the outcome is going to be. And if the outcome determines that Trump did something wrong, then, hey, you're not above the law. And so we probably need to figure out what else we're going to do if that, in fact, is the truth. Now, I know a bunch of people are passing out right now, driving behind the wheel, because I dare to say that Trump could be have done something wrong. I don't think he did, but there's a possibility that he could have. And if he actually did something wrong, what are you guys going to do about it? Not saying that this is a witch hunt, because they can still witch hunt you and you still do something wrong. I wonder, what are we going to do if he is, in fact, found guilty of something and cannot run for president? What are we going to do? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. What a blessing it is to be on the radio. You know, I just want to cut from the politics real quick and just tell the Lord thank you for blessing me to be able to have a voice to reach as many people as possible. You know, it's a very significant blessing. And when you are blessed by God, you cannot forget to turn around and say thank you. That's one thing that I've learned over the years, even biblically I've learned, is that when God blesses you, it is in your best interest, or it will behoove you to turn around and say, Lord, I want to say thank you. And that's what I want to at least give God a little bit of time here in this next segment to just acknowledge in front of the world that if it had not been for God, I would not be here. I would not be on the radio. I would not be in the position that I am in. God has blessed me to be very successful in being an entrepreneur and mentoring and inspiring people. You know, God has given us a great following of people who have helped us donate over $500,000 to first responders. I mean, it has just been such an incredible blessing. And I'm not even talking about what me and Candace Owens do with Blexit and the things that we've been able to accomplish. I mean, God has been at work and doing a tremendous thing, not only in my life, but in the lives of so many other people. But I just want to give my testimony. I just want to let the Lord know I'm not ashamed to tell the Lord thank you in front of the world. And I hope that my lifestyle and my accomplishments could be a testimony to some people that are in the middle. Because I know there's a lot of people that think, you know, is God even real? Like, you know, I like everything Brandon say, but the God thing is out of control. But just take a step back and think about this. I'm not a dummy. I'm not easily persuaded. I'm not going to fall for some BS religious stuff. The reason I support God and I believe in God is because I have experiences. On one of my shows, I spoke about some miraculous things that happened to me that's supernatural that I can't even explain. One of which is speaking in tongues. I know some Christians that don't even believe in it. I am blown away that there are actually Christians that don't believe that speaking in tongues is a real thing. And I'm one of the perfect examples. If I had to be a spokesperson for speaking in tongues, I think I would be the one. I never grew up religious. I never thought that speaking in tongues was a real thing until I actually prayed, I believed, and I received the gift of speaking in tongues at the little old church, Emmanuel Grace Apostolic Church in Tucson. Funny thing enough, I had a dream last night that my pastor, it's funny, I was giving a speech, and I have to call my pastor. I hope I don't tear up right now thinking about it. In my dream, I had this, I was giving a speech, and I looked over at my pastor. And me and him haven't been as close since I became a Trump supporter and left, you know, and left Tucson. But I remember in my dream, I looked over at my pastor and I said, if it had not been for you taking the step, a leap of faith, coming to Tucson, preaching on a Sunday, every Sunday, pouring your heart out for the people, I would not be saved. I was not going to save myself. Brandon Tatum was going down a path of destruction. I was smart enough because I had been in the church when I was younger that I know I needed God at some point. But I had gone to other churches that did not have the Spirit of God present. And they weren't preaching the gospel. They were just, it's like going to motivational speaking in one church I used to go to, used to prophesy every Sunday. And you know, they weren't telling, I wasn't even, in the kingdom. And I knew that prophecy was bullcrap. Why do you say it was bullcrap? Because you know, prophecies of the Bible used to be legitimate prophecies, meaning that it wasn't always good. And it always happened. It wasn't something, well, it depends on whether or not you follow God or not. God is going to bless you with this. It's like, no, this thus saith the Lord. This was supposed to happen, and this is going to happen, and this will happen. When the prophets used to tell them to go out, wait for the Lord, dig ditches, God will supply, that's what happened. And they had faith, and eventually it occurred. Nowadays, the prophet will tell you something so generic that one stub toe can turn your whole prophecy around. But let me just say this. I want to give a shout out to my pastor. And I don't know why I had this dream last night, and I feel like I need to just say this. Bishop, I want to say thank you. Bishop Arthur Pierce, I have to say thank you for being a stand-up man and preaching the gospel, because if it wasn't for Bishop Pierce, I would not be saved. I would not be here. And I cannot thank that man enough. In that little bitty church with hardly any people in there, but he showed up every Sunday, preached on Sunday, preached on Wednesday and Thursday, every night. For 30 plus years. I think the church probably been open for 40 years at this point. He never got accolades. He was never as big as T.D. Jakes. He didn't have the opportunity to see all this great success that all these other pastors have seen. But I tell you what, man, you go to Emmanuel Grace Apostolic Church, you will get saved and you will find the Lord. And I'm going to call my pastor as soon as I get off the radio. I hope he's still awake. I'm going to call him. And I'm gonna have a conversation with him, and I wanna give him a blessing, because you know sometimes we forget to look back, we forget to say thank you to the Lord, and we forget to say thank you to people that poured out their heart and actually was a part of our success. You know, I just feel like I gotta keep going down this path. This may bless somebody. I remember when I was a high school kid. And I had scholarships to just about every university in the country. And I didn't know where I wanted to go. And God sent my defensive back coach, because he was the only one that stood by my side when our head coach left our school, because he went to coach at another school. And we all cried like babies. And he was a white man. All this racism people talking about. That white man turned our program around at Dunbar High School, full of black kids. Gave us hope. We had 9 D1 players on one team. That dude turned our life around. He ended up going to another school, took a job, but my defensive back coach, we hired a black coach, and that dude was a scumbag. He actually lost 2 scholarships. I lost 2 scholarships because of that black man hating on me when the white man was there supporting me. Anyway, my defensive back coach, which was a white guy, as if that really matters, but in the context of what I'm talking about, it does. But he stood by my side, and I remember him telling me, because I was like, I don't know what university I want to go to. You know, I don't want to go nowhere where we're losing. I'm used to winning. And he said, have you ever thought about University of Arizona? And I looked up University of Arizona, and I was like, bro, they losing every game. I don't want to go to no losing team. And then he had mentioned to me that Coach Stoops was there. Coach Mike Stoops, who was a prominent college football defensive coordinator for the University of Oklahoma. Bob Stoops was his brother. Mark Stoops also was very successful and is successful now at Kentucky. But I remember him saying that, and I saw that Stoops was turning the program around. I said, you know what, God, I feel like this is where I want to go. I prayed about it, and I felt like God confirmed that University of Arizona is where I needed to be. However, University of Arizona was the worst place that I could have ever gone for football. My career, I would have been a first-round draft pick if I'd have went to another school making millions of dollars. It was a dead end for me at University of Arizona playing football. Now, I got my degree, got my education. However, one thing that I learned is that this is the place that I was meant to go to get saved. God did not, when I asked God for that guidance, God was thinking about my future. He wasn't thinking about the present. And I was thinking about football. God was thinking about my soul. And if I'd have gone to Miami like I wanted to, if I'd have gone to LSU like I was thinking about going to, or any one of these universities, I never once thought about ASU, so don't hate me for you Arizona scum devils out there. Anyway, I would never go to ASU. But all these other places that I wanted to go, I would have probably not been saved. I would have not had these experiences. I would have not matured enough to where I would be open to being a police officer. And while I was a police officer, I wouldn't have been a successful police officer because I never said a curse word a day on duty, which I think really excelled my career. It made me a great police officer. I wouldn't have been a great police officer. I wouldn't have been open to being conservative. I would have been a liberal my whole life, BLM supporter. I wouldn't have been able to meet Candace Owens. I wouldn't have been able to do the things that led me to this point where I'm now on a syndicated radio show talking to the world, and I get to talk about Jesus. That's a blessing. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Not afraid to tell it like it is.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Got a caller calling in about speaking in tongues. It's funny because I love politics, but I really love talking about Jesus more. However, I'll keep it balanced. We'll talk a little bit more about Jesus, and I'll get to some of the topics that are going on in America today. Roy from San Antonio, Texas, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hi, Officer Tatum. Today I have a religious question. Your bishop, did he speak in tongues also?
Yes, he did.
Okay. When he spoke in tongues, were you able to interpret what he said?
I wasn't.
Okay. When you spoke in tongues, was he able to interpret what you said?
Well, I didn't speak in tongues in front of him. But if I did, okay. I don't know if he had the gift of interpretation.
Okay. So whenever anybody speaks in tongues, somebody speaks and somebody else interprets? I'm not familiar with speaking in tongues.
That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way the Bible articulates that when you're in a congregation, when somebody's speaking in tongues, you should have an interpreter present. Now, in your own personal prayer life, it's not necessary to have an interpreter. But in a congregation setting around other people, could be unbelievers or believers, you are supposed to have an interpreter there, or it's not profitable to the body of Christ.
Okay. So when you speak in tongues, you use it when you pray?
Yes. I do it when I pray. I pray in tongues.
Okay, thank you. One last question. Was your bishop a patriot also?
Unfortunately, well, I think he was more liberal. He was more liberal. Okay. I think he was back then when I went to the church. He definitely voted for Democrats.
So you were a liberal before when you were speaking in tongues. You were liberal, and now you're a patriot.
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to know. I wanted to get the sequence. I mean, what happened first? What happened second? But I appreciate your show. Keep up good work.
Roy, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah. So, you know, I started out just about like every other black person in America, unfortunately. I just believed I was a Democrat. I mean, I didn't even know nothing about politics. When I had to fill out a form, it was a form in class. They said, are you liberal or conservative? I didn't even know the difference. I had no idea what liberal and conservative was. I had no idea, to be honest. And I know people probably think that's absolutely crazy. I guarantee you 80% of Americans don't even really know what that means. Especially people going into college, especially people come from the black community where voting wasn't even something. I never seen anybody vote. I never even thought about voting. I know I had the right to vote, but I didn't know where to go. I never, you know, it was just an afterthought. And so with that in my mind, I just always believed I was a Democrat if I were to vote. And so when I started going to church and I got saved, I think God just opened my mind up to say, you need to be more, you need to balance this. You know, you need to be educated. You need to be knowledgeable. Whatever you do, you need to do it in the name of Jesus, right? You need to do it and do things properly and in order. And you should be focused on what would Jesus want you to do or how would Jesus want you to vote instead of party line and all this old bull crap that people put out today. And so I think that really helped me open my eyes up, because one of the biggest principles was that when I first got saved, I didn't even know what the political platforms really were. I didn't know the Democrats were anti-God. I didn't know that. I had no knowledge of it. And then I got exposed to it when I became a cop, and it was like, I can't argue that. Ain't no way in the world I could support a party that don't support Jesus. that's out of control. I don't want to have to, you know, go before the Lord and have to say, oh, I decided to vote against your kingdom. And so that really opened me up. I think that if I hadn't gotten saved, I would have never woke up to it or never been open to it. Let me get to another caller, Ken from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show.
Thanks a lot there, Mr. Tatum. Yeah, I wanted to talk about, I heard you talk about, I think it was called Lil Baby, Stacey.
Stacey Abrams.
Stacey Abrams, big old, she looked like, you know, she looked like Debo, anyway. you know, I always talk about people. Anyway, but you know what I think, though, I want you to think about this. The Democrats, the demon rats, and the liberals got 90% of the black people on the plantation. I don't think they're going nowhere. Okay, They need to reach out to Hispanic vote, because Hispanic people are 20% of the population. Okay, and they don't have to say slavery, Donald Trump, 1619, the civil rights movement. All these are trigger words to put these black folks right back on the plantation. See, the Hispanics don't have no trigger words, so they need to go after the Hispanic vote. And just like me and you, those black people, if they decide, talk to people. If you decide to listen to God and come to the side as, more moral and more decent, then that's what you'll do. But they need to go out the Hispanic vote, and I want to know what you think about that.
Ken, thank you so much for the call. That's an interesting question. I mean, I have a hard time disagreeing with you. You know, I have a hard time with this, man. You know, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Like, me and Candace Owens, we have the nonprofit Blexit, and we do our best to try to get into the inner cities, and we really would love for more black people to be a part of it, but it's like pulling teeth, man. It's literally like pulling teeth. We do back-to-school drives, after-school program, and it's like, it just seems like a lot of black people just, they don't see it. They'd rather be a part of something, I would say something that's a little more negative. You know, if we were walking around saying, you know, the white man this, the white man that, I think we'll be flooded with black people at Blexit. But unfortunately, when you start telling the truth and you're really trying to help out and you're not toeing the line, it's like, I feel like more white people want to be a part of Blexit than black people do. Although we have a tremendous amount of black people that work with Blexit and all of our volunteers, I think most of them are black. it's just still difficult, man. It's crazy how difficult it is to convince black people to act in their best interest when it comes to voting. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I got this article that I was reading that literally stunned me, but I think that it's invaluable for you guys to get this information. The IRS sent over $1 billion in COVID-19 stimulus checks to locked up criminals, including murderers. More than 1.1 million incarcerated individuals received COVID-19 stimulus checks totaling over $1 billion. According to internal data provided by the IRS, roughly 163,000 of those recipients are individuals serving life sentences without the possibility of parole. Let me just explain this to you. If you if you've been sentenced to life without parole, you had to have murdered somebody, or you've done a tremendous amount of crime across your lifespan that has put you in a position where you have no possibility of paroling out. None. You know, one of my family members got sentenced to 70 plus years in prison, but he at least has the possibility of paroling. Now, his offense was that he was convicted of shooting people. Thank God nobody died. I honestly believe that was just out of a fit of anger. It doesn't seem to be consistent with my cousin's character necessarily. But he still, after shooting people, he had the possibility of parole. If you don't have no possibility of parole plus a life sentence, you must have murdered or raped somebody. Let me continue to read the article. And it says the IRS commissioner, Charles Reddick, I think it's Reddick, said that his agency does not possess data on how many of those individuals with life sentences may also be facing the death penalty. A study by the left-wing sentencing project found that life sentences are most commonly given to individuals convicted of homicide or rape. The American Rescue Plan was reckless in the amount of massive spending with no offsets, Bacon told the Free Beacon. Giving stimulus checks to death row inmates is a glaring example. This bill triggered the worst inflation in 41 years, costing the average family $500 a month. The poor suffered the most. The total cost of these payments is estimated to be at least $1.3 billion. You know, it's kind of funny that the government can take a poo on our spending and create hardships, but we can't fire these people. If I had a manager, or I'm trying to think of what people would normally get. If you got a lot of money, somebody manage your money. Maybe you call that person a manager, a financial advisor. That's the word I was looking for. If I had a manager or a financial advisor who caused me to lose money every year, what do you think I'm going to do with that person? I got to fire him. If I told my financial advisor or my manager, hey, we need to invest in nonprofit organizations surrounding mentorship, and this person ended up giving money to people who are dead or something crazy, and you say, well, wait a minute, Shawty. You didn't gave my money. You didn't even check. You must not verify anything for you to give my money to people who are not even alive. Now, how are you going to get my money back? Because that man can't spend my money. Same thing with the STEMI checks going to people in prison. How much money do you need when you have got three hots in a cot? Bro, you only got 6x9. All you doing is doing push-ups and reading Louis Farrakhan all day. How do you need a stimulus check? But somehow our government is stupid enough and negligent enough to waste your money. Over $1 billion sent it to people in prison. Like, that just makes no sense to me. I understand if they wanted to maybe increase, just think about it like this. If your family has lost money, nobody can work, and a person in prison was depending on those, putting money on the books, I could see how the government may consider that to be a hardship for somebody in prison. But, bro, you can't tell me that people doing life in prison on death row, you're probably going to get the death sentence, somehow need money from the government. It just makes no sense to me. They already giving you a meal, 3 meals a day. If you ask me, they should only eat once a day. You ain't doing nothing. You walking in the circle. And some people maybe get an hour at the yard. How you eat more than people that's on the street free? People on the street homeless eating less than 2-3 meals a day. It's just crazy to me. It's just crazy. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at The Officer Tatum. Also, download the podcast. Are you downloading the podcast? Podcast is at any podcasting platform that you use on your phone, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that stuff. Download it. Whichever one you use, just put in The Officer Tatum Show, and you will find my podcast. Download it. It's much appreciated. Got a couple people calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. We almost to the weekend, and I hope that some of you guys get a good 3-day, 4-day weekend. Not just, you know, it's not that it's insignificant, but sometimes we need a break. And having a longer weekend gives you more time to spend with your family, more time to reflect, more time to grind, more time. You know, I don't take days off. I'll take days off when I'm in my 50s, 60s or something. But for everybody else that, you know, may need a break, take a break. It's always good to take a break. Let me get some callers in who are calling in, who's been waiting the longest. Let's see Jacob from Wisconsin. Wisconsin, welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Could you imagine in Wisconsin? How about that? Somewhere in Wisconsin. All right. So, anyways, brother, I like your show. First time caller. I'm a U.S. Air Force police officer vet and a vet of the Metropolitan National Police Department, which I don't really want to remember too much about it. There's too many things going on in law enforcement that I don't agree with, but I like good cops who enforce good laws. Yeah. So, that's where I'm at. But what I wanted to say is that, you know, for a lot of us vets know, and, you know, it's like that song, we hear the secrets that you keep. Well, we hear what's in Biden's head when he's mumbling in his sleep. So what I mean is, like, you want to call half the country or somebody for semi-fascist. Well, Benito Mussolini had a manifesto of race, which this government still has. Otherwise, there wouldn't be people that are brown and black in ghettos that are run by Democrat-run cities, or you can walk through, like I did when I was a cop, and find weeds and hair all over the ground from people fighting in the middle of the night, in the mornings. Mm. And crazy things, because you put anybody, any human, in like animal-like settings, when they're destitute, you're going to find that behavior. It has nothing to do with race. So What I want to say is that when he says we're semi-fascist, or fascist, right? Well, now there's a manifesto of stupidity. And these veterans across the United States are waking up, and people are waking up to all this because the beginning of the year, a while back, Biden was a unifier, right? Oh, we're going to unify the country. Well, they don't want none of that anyway. It's division, politics, divide us. The government can hold power when we're all divided, when we fight and bicker with each other. The government can hold power, right? But realistically, other countries I've been in, when things are going crooked and this immorality, when you got insider trading in the government, when you got people getting minimal sentences for crimes that you and I will go to jail for, we're waking up to that. And literally, I had somebody accuse me, even though I had commendations in the military. I had commendations in the police force for mental health response, people that needed mental health, which is a huge part of law enforcement, as you know. And I still had somebody lie about me, and the cops came to my door and arrested me and searched my room and looked through my stuff and took things that they weren't allowed to take, and then fingerprinted me, and then took my DNA twice for a crime based on an allegation. So I'll take this government seriously, like just like you should, and I appreciate your thoughts and your good understanding of all this. When they start arresting people like Hunter Biden and Nancy Pelosi for insider trading and stuff, that they're going to put you and me in jail for. And we're waking up, and there's going to be a reckoning. You can believe it.
100%. Jacob, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for your service, my brother. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just weird to me, man. I try to keep it together only because I'm a Christian, I think, and I have the Spirit of God in me that helps me not just completely fall apart on this craziness that goes on. I mean, the fact that Hillary Clinton is even on Twitter right now is just very weird to me. She is a complete national security threat. She should have been in prison for the things she did, because there are people that went to prison for the things she did specifically. I mean, she did way worse than people. There's a guy that was on a boat. I don't know. He took some pictures on a boat. I'm assuming that the ship is classified and he shared it with somebody, even if he shared secrets with somebody. He went to jail. This fool had Hillary Clinton had servers in her house. He's sending and receiving classified information. You talking about Trump? She was way worse than what Trump just so happened to be in possession of classified information or whatever they claim that he's doing. And it was in a vault that the regular public don't have access to. This fool had a server that people were hacking. People hacked her server with classified information on, and she deleted all the evidence. And then she exposed her lawyers, who did not have a security clearance, to classified information and top secret information. And the guy who was running her server, her IT person, did not work for the government, and he had access to classified information. So not only did she possess illegally on a server classified and top secret information that she should have never had, she also exposed other people to classified information, and she was hacked, and we're not going to even talk about Benghazi. But somehow Donald Trump is the enemy of the people. And Hunter Biden is doing all kind of crimes that everybody can see in plain view. They literally pour his crimes out in front of us and mock us and laugh at us that they're not arresting this guy. How are they not doing a serious investigation in the fact that this guy is getting relationships and meetings and business deals with people while his father is the vice president? Before his father was the vice president, he had nothing. When his father became vice president, this fool is making millions of dollars in Ukraine and other companies. You cannot tell me it's not a pay-to-play. You cannot tell me it's not suspicious enough for us to do an investigation into. All right, let me get some more callers in. James from Pennsylvania, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hello, Officer. How are you tonight?
I'm blessed. How you doing?
I'm poor as a church mouse. I was a vocational nurse, they call it practical nurse, in Pittsburgh here. And President Biden's marching in the Labor Day parade in downtown Pittsburgh, if you weren't aware of that. But did you know where the Mason-Dixon line is? It runs right through West Virginia, and it's called Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. That's where the line's drawn. And I'm north in Pennsylvania, where this is Commonwealth here. But did you ever hear, brother, of Ulysses, Pennsylvania, like Grant Ulysses, Pennsylvania? Mm-hmm. It's Chuck Bull of them, white supremacists. It's very bad. And you want to condemn those gay people, brother. Well, those gay people were in the ghetto trying to help your people out. I don't know if you've ever been in the hot city ghetto, but there's a lot of gays in there living there, and they're trying to make things better for your people. And I was a practical nurse, and I served.
Hello, James. Hold on. Time.
What?
James.
What?
My people. What does my people mean?
Black people. Period.
You should say black people. Don't say my people, because my people is everybody.
Thank you. Would you include me for being gay? You know, I have ties to Sacramento.
You're my person. You're my people, too. I just don't agree with your lifestyle.
Thank God. Thank God, brother.
I just don't agree with your lifestyle.
No, but I'm not active in the lifestyle. I lust after men, and I know that's a big sin. But my last name's Package. I don't know the president, but you can call KDK TV in Pittsburgh and find a civil rights leader by the name of Frankie Mae Jeters. Dig up the archives, and you're going to learn something from her.
Okay, James, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. Okay, Mario from Camden, New Jersey. Welcome to the Off-State of Show. Okay, I think we lost him. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue on with the conversation. I just really do believe that law and order needs to be in effect. And we can't be hypocrites, right? If Donald Trump committed an actual crime and they had legitimate reason to investigate him, just say that, because we know they are all frauds, but just say this time they messed around and got a legitimate reason, then we can't be hypocritical and act like that he shouldn't be held accountable, because I think that he should if he's committing crimes knowingly and intentionally. And the same thing for all these Democrats. I mean, nobody's above the law. I don't believe anybody's above. I don't care who you are, MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. You can be MAGA all you want. Donald Trump better not have knowingly and intentionally violated the law. I don't think he has, but I just really hope that he didn't do that. Because it doesn't matter who you are. It don't matter what you think about the election or whatever the case may be. If the law says that you cannot have in your possession certain things, you don't get to thwart that just because you feel like it. And I'm praying to God that I don't have to make a video about Donald Trump doing some illegal activity. Now, I want to say this for the people whose hair is catching on fire right now, that I would dare to say something negative about Trump. I don't believe he has. With the information that I have, I'm skeptical of what the FBI has done. I'm skeptical of what they have done in the past. I'm just making the point that this is going to be the test to see who is really real and who is in a cult. If the man, and I'm not saying I wouldn't vote for him if he messed up, but I'm going to call him out on it. Same thing I would if Hillary Clinton did it. Same thing I would if anybody else do it. You're not above the law. People should be held accountable for the things they do if they, in fact, did a crime. I'll be back after the break, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Let me get back to the subject at hand if you want to call in. 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. I don't know if you heard the caller that called in before. I think he was getting ready to go off the rails. But he had mentioned, he said that the gays are in the community helping my people. And I had to tell him, I don't know what you mean, my people. Because just because you black don't mean you my people. And then he had mentioned that he was gay. And then said, because he's gay, he ain't my people. I said, look, man, I love everybody. I may not agree with your lifestyle. I may not agree that you need to be up on top of the back of another dude. But that don't mean I hate you. I actually love you. I will pray for you. But don't try to categorize people as my people just because we share a similar skin tone, because not every black person is my color. You know, some white people that I know, they sit out in the sun, they go to the tanning place, their color looks just like mine. Anyway, I'll get some more people in on the call. Let me get this one caller and then I'll get back to the subject at hand. Tony from Auburn. Let me see. No, it's not. Yeah. Auburn, California. Welcome to the Off Tatum Show. Is it Auburn, or am I reading it wrong?
It's Auburn, yeah. It's upstate California. But I got to call your brother, Brandon. I love the idea of your the skin tone or whatever. We both know it's character that we both believe in. I was really just going to say thank you very much for saying what I'm feeling within FCC rules. Because you do it very, very well. And by the way, I'm not kidding. We just ordered the sheets. I'm not kidding. I'm really looking forward to it. But that's about it, man. Thank you very much for doing what you're doing, because I'm a musician, and there is no color barrier. We all are our own people. We're all people, and it's our character. And you're just calling it out. I'm amazed that you say what you say, because you say it exceptionally well. But so many people have not said this before, man. You know, and it's just like, oh God, I love this guy. I was so sorry that Carl didn't get the gig, but then Carl comes back. You know, and I'm like, okay, I'm not mad now. You know, and it's all we're all in it together, man. That's all I got to say. Thank you,
100%. Thank you, Tony. I really appreciate you. I really appreciate you calling in. It's very simple to me. You know, it is about character. You don't just become or I associate myself with you because we look similar. That's just crazy to me. And I think that there's two types of people in the world, and there's nuances in between. But there's good people, and then there's people who are not good. It's the bottom line. There's people who want to pursue excellence, that love one another, that don't want to hurt people, that want to add and be contributors to society. And then there's those who don't want to contribute to society, that hate other people, and that want to see other people destroyed, that's vindictive. I don't want to be around those people. Whether you white, black, or anything, I don't want to be around you. And I had never, I mean, I have to say, when I was younger, I did look at color. I'm not going to lie. I was racist. You know, I preferred black people over anybody, and whatever the case may be, I was racist when I was younger. And I guarantee you that I wasn't the only one. Now, when I got older and became mature, and I realized that color don't mean nothing. You know, some of the most impactful people in my life ain't nowhere near the color skin that I have. And there's a lot of people that are the same color skin, had the same skin tone that I have, that have been a tremendous impact. If I had grown up and there was nothing but black people that supported me and helped me become successful, then I would think differently. But I've had black people, white people, Asian people, Christians, Muslims, Jewish people. I mean, it's so many different people in the world that do good or attempt to do good that can add value to your life, that it's foolish for you to pick a side and try to act like color has an incredible value. And I'll just say this. Go look at your ancestry. I looked up my ancestry. You go a couple cousins back, white people inside of my family. It's like at the end of the day, we all came from the same place. There had to been somebody that had a kid with somebody that you end up coming from. And we all then came, branched out somewhere, somehow. And not every white person with white skin come from the same place. They come from completely different areas in the world. Same thing with black people. Not every black person come from Africa. Some people are in the Caribbean. Some people are in, you know, Cuba or whatever you want to. You know, it's funny thing is when American baseball is where you really see this difference at. Because when I was younger, I used to watch baseball and I see these black guys on there. And they all look like black guys that I'm familiar with. And then they speak in Spanish. You like, wait a minute, I thought you was an American. You look just like the American guy, but you speak Spanish. You probably don't even know English. Everybody's different, man. And there's no one race greater than the other. There may be a race that can play better sports, but hey, that's for another show. People got mad at me when I said that before, and I'm like, hey, it's a product of slavery. Let me just be honest. Like, in our country, they were breeding black people to be the biggest and the strongest. So now when you see LeBron James's and stuff, you say, okay, that's probably a genetic product of breeding the best of the best. Can we be honest with that? Because you got to say something. You look at the Olympics, you look at football, you look at it seems like black people just have this greater, higher level of athleticism that you just don't see typically. Maybe because they focus on athleticism more, maybe not. Maybe it's genetic. How much time I got? I got 30 more seconds. So when we come back, we'll continue the conversation, and I'll bring in a couple callers. I see a bunch of you guys want to contribute to the show. Y'all hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243. This is the Officer Tatum Show. The left ain't seen nothing yet.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday. We're almost done for the weekend. But until then, you got to hear my voice and hear the truth. Got a couple people calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Let me get David from Sacramento, California, in on the Officer Tatum Show. Welcome to the show, David.
Hi, thank you. I just want to make a comment about that gentleman that said he was gay and that they were helping black people in the inner city or in their neighborhood. You know, gay folks rode the coattails of the civil rights movement. It was, you know, they rode the coattails of black and Hispanic or Chicano movement. And now they have moved themselves in to where they're really more of a more powerful voice than the black community or the Hispanic community.
Facts.
And they've moved it so much that they create themselves to be a race, which nobody is born gay. I was born brown. Black person is born black. We have that race, but they've made homosexuality a race where there's no scientific proof. There's no homosexual gene. And yet here they are saying these things, and they have more political power than either one of our groups, you know?
Right.
So what is he helping? They're not helping. They've diminished our voice. Anyways, that's all I wanted to say.
David from Sacramento, thank you so much for the call. I mean, I love what he just said, because it's like saying the quiet part out loud. The LGBTQ and all that gay right, they have piggybacked on the suffering of black people. I'm just being honest. I ain't never in my life in the history of this country seen there a gay water fountain and a straight water fountain. Show me in history where the gay man had to sit in the back of the bus, or the gay man was it? No, it was black. Why? Because you were born black. You couldn't control the color of your skin, and if people hated your skin, they're going to discriminate against you. And you know, gay, you could, you know, I mean, people in the closet, you could just not let nobody know you gay, and you and the other gay guy can go hang out later. You ain't got to push that on the world. People won't even know. You can't come out the closet as black. It's not like one day a black man woke up and said, you know what? I want to let the world know I'm black. Hey, mom. Hey, dad. I'm black today. That's not how it works. And so how are you going to piggyback on the movement and act like you've been oppressed in this country when to be honest, people have been being gay and doing stuff like this for a very long time, and a lot of people just didn't know because people wasn't putting it out there in the ether. People were gay in the Bible. You know, but anyway, I think that the caller had a really good point. They've now thwarted the movement and embarrassed the movement of black and minority people in this country, and now they're leading. Let me give you this statement. It's a rapper called named DaBaby. They got Lil Baby, they got Baby, they got DaBaby. I don't know what these look. Grown men called Baby. Anyway, they got a rapper called DaBaby. That fool rap about killing black people all day long and having sex with people's wives and girlfriends and talking nasty about women. He got a music video showing him being sexually provocative with women, and nobody said a thing. Just out here just embarrassing black women. Nobody have said a thing about him. He came out of the concert and said, all you closet gay dudes, you know, raise your hand if you ain't a closet gay dude or something like that, out there having sex in the parking lot. They tried to ban him. He couldn't even go to a concert. But you could talk about killing black people. But if you say something that could hurt a gay person's feelings, they willing to cancel you. Your whole career over. You say something about somebody being gay. But you can talk about thugging and killing black people all you want. I'm just throwing it out there. Anyway, I only got 1 minute left. So if you called in, just hold on. I probably can get you in one of the last few segments. But can we keep it real for 30 seconds? You know, I don't want to hear nothing about I was born this way. It is a choice. That's like a straight man saying I was born to be a slut. If you were out here being promiscuous, you weren't born that way. You may have a propensity for it, but you weren't born that way. And you can decide to say I'm not going to do it, or you can decide to say I'm going to fall for my lusts. And I'm going to live this lifestyle. If the choice is yours. What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.